Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
When last we saw our crafty crew, they were apprehended for interrogation related to the theft of digital property. Our heroes are held in separate cells overnight, but before they are taken for individual questioning, Riot sends out a magical message to align on their fake identities, while Celestine seeks the Star Arcana's guidance, receiving a response that suggests they divert suspicion onto Beefs. One by one, the Diplo interrogators are quickly confounded by our crew of accomplished criminals. Celestine evades answers by leaning into his naivete. Riot, ever the actress, plays the part of the oblivious Brando Lethargy to a T. And seasoned criminal Crater Wayne, derisive of their authority, effortlessly stonewalls the doddering Diplos. Riot buys the crew a reprieve from their interrogation by causing a mild earthquake, forcing their evacuation from the jail. But not before Celestine spies a note that indicates there is no record of his prints in the Diplo registry. Together again and with a moment to confer, the crew commit to continuing their interrogations, reasoning that escape would only worsen their situation. Once cleared to continue, the crew are required to participate in a suspect lineup where the impartial's nosy neighbor IDs each of our party members from among other lookalikes. Though Cake Impartial only recognizes the young cowboy known to her as Steve. Just then, over the Diplo's broken intercom, our heroes hear the very square voice of a very square man and are ushered into another room to be questioned once again, this time by Beefs Impartial himself.
I can hear you. I am listening. I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Kalai.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes. Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we've been compromised. But do not despair. You will
see the world.
You will
know
Planet Arcana.
You will find
all it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little sweat. All it takes
is a key.
In the interrogation room, the three of you now sit with Beefs, who paces back and forth. After his greeting and his demand that you all halt, he has been poring over some notes given to him by his Deep Low investigators, his veins still throbbing, sweat starting to pool at his temples. What's going to happen now is I'm going to have the three of you roll a deception check one at a time. This deception check will determine whether or not the interrogations that you underwent individually produced reasonable evidence. So if there were reasonable evidence, that's worse than if there was no reasonable evidence. And we need two to three of you to beat a specific threshold to not have more heat put on you here.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
And you have advantage, Celestine, from your enhanced abilities.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, baby.
Okay. I rolled a nat one.
Oh, my fuck.
Why do you always roll those at the critical moments?
Two out of three, though. I trust my... I did good in my interrogation. This is bullshit.
I got a 22.
Oh, shit.
Good.
No, yeah. Mine was not as good. Even with the advantage, I'm a 14.
I'm looking at these notes here, and I'm very confused, I must say. Although, it does appear that my Deep Lows have found sufficient evidence to justify the seizure of your property, which I will be doing.
At this point, you are all essentially obligated to turn over your items. If you do not do so, there will be some conflict, possibly.
Is he grabbing us up immediately? Like, is he expecting us to, like, dump our shit out immediately on the table?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do a thing immediately here, then.
Ooh.
I'm going to cast Unseen Servant.
Okay. Wait, a barbarian casting a spell?
What?
Not right
say,
here.
Say what?
What? Something's funny.
Your boy's a bard now, too. Hello.
Oh,
okay.
Barbarian.
I'm going to cast Unseen Servant, and I am going to ask this invisible fella to grab the box and all of the rat that I have on me.
Oh, my God.
And hide it. And just keep an eye on it while we dispose of our other items.
Okay. We might make you roll a stealth roll to cast it.
Okay. Sure.
Which should be no problem, right?
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Am I getting any help from any of the other two people here?
I mean, do we have any idea that you're doing this so that we can create some sort of distraction to cover for you?
No, you're right. Yeah, I'm just going to roll it. That was a 12.
Okay. I mean, Beefs is flustered, like, and you're creating literally an invisible thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like you create a servant who, like, suddenly is behind you.
Yeah. Beefs is, like, distracted, taking the hat from Bark Rufton. They're, like, playing tug of war.
So, let me just confirm that what you want your invisible servant to do is to get the rat and the box.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Is that everything? Looks like everything. What do we have here? We got an axe. Looks like an antique. Gonna, like, take some pictures of that. We can
run some stuff. I'm gonna say that I don't remove the belt buckle because it's just clothes. It's just part of my clothes.
I think that's fair. And in fact, Beef seems very invested in finding something in particular. And he's sort of, like, tearing through all this stuff in, like, a bigger and bigger and bigger panic, and finally he looks up at you and he goes, "Where is it?"
"Whatever do you mean?"
"Oh, now you four are gonna have to halt this nonsense. I know you know, and I know you have it, and I need it back now."
Listen, it happens to everyone. Like, I don't think it's like a thing that you can find again. It's just like a confidence thing, man. And, like, you're not going to find it here unless that's up to you. But
halt! I demand to know where the...
And he looks around, looks behind him.
Where the documents are and where my ring is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Haven't the faintest idea.
I know that you know what I'm talking about. Because it just so happens that my private office has a fingerprint doorknob, and I just so happen to know that the name that you gave,
and looks over at Brando Lethargy,
is false. And so if you don't cooperate, things could get really bad. Really, like, spoiled meat for all of us if you don't halt this nonsense right now.
It doesn't have to be a conflict between us. I need the documents, and I need my decoder ring, and I could make this all go away.
Oh, I bet you'd like it to all go away, wouldn't you, there, Mr. Chief Inspector Deep Low Impartial. I imagine it is rather embarrassing to have to admit that you lost, what was it, a decoder ring?
You know very well what it is that I lost. And in fact, you should all be aware that because sufficient evidence was achieved, I am authorized to use Zone of Truth if I should so choose to authorize it. Would you like me to authorize it, or would you like me to put a halt on that authorization? We're going to play nice, or we're going to play nasty.
Can I sheepishly raise my hand like I have a question?
Yes, you with the amazing jean outfit.
Oh, thank you. Question for you. Why exactly am I here? I haven't really been mentioned at all. I feel like I'm kind of lumped in with these two.
We have an incredible witness of Snoop Meddlesome that she saw you outside our house on the day in question.
You saw me? Where's your house?
You know exactly where my house is.
Like I was telling your investigators, I've been fucked up for days. I don't know where I've been. I don't know who I've seen.
If a
Snoop saw me, maybe. I don't know. Do you have drugs at your house? Because, like, I've been buying a lot of drugs.
Oh, my God.
Sure, you've been fucked up for days. If that's the story that you want me to give, that's the story I can give. What I'm trying to tell you is that we can work together on this. You don't need to tell anybody about the ring. I won't tell anybody about the ring. Won't tell anybody about the documents. I just need them back.
I'm going to turn the other two. Do you know what the fuck this dude's on about? I have documents. Like, how important do you think you are, honestly?
Yeah. More important than anybody knows.
At this point, the intercom buzzes and you hear a voice come over again. It's probably a Deep Low. You don't recognize the voice and you just hear them say,
yeah, Cake offered me a lemon again. She's so nasty. Boss will never find out.
Beefs is just like still with his hands on the table in his like intimidating pose and just freezes for a second. And then he's like, oh, she's so friendly.
Yes, she certainly is a pal.
Life of the party.
I certainly enjoyed meeting her and chatting with her.
Say what?
Oh, well, as I told your fellow Deeplos, I of course did have a chat with your wife, Cake, and it was very pleasant, and she offered me a lemon as well, several, if I remember correctly, and
several?
Several lemons.
How many is several?
Oh, I mean, she just couldn't stop offering me lemons. What can I say? I guess I just have that kind of face.
I've heard enough. You take advantage of my wife's generosity with her lemons, and you rob my Ocelovox blind of sensitive information. I need to impress upon you how serious the situation could be, not just for me, but for you. Right now, we have credible evidence. We have credible witnesses. We have authority to use Zone of Truth on you. And I'm afraid that there has been a massive bail set pending a trial at this stage. But I can make this all go away. I can make this all go away.
Why do you sound like a walrus in a dryer?
Intense, my man.
Is that a bug or a feature? I can't tell.
It's beef phlegm from all my beef meals. I like to keep a static beef phlegm going. I feel it lends me an air of gravitas.
It sure does.
Okay, I don't want to speak for my two acquaintances here. Like, honestly, dude, get fucked. Like, I'm not working with you.
Maybe you can answer us this. So is Beefs just a name, or...
Halt! What are you getting at?
I just want to know, like... You know?
I'm gonna halt you're in there. Whatever is it is you're picturing. Yes. Yes, it's all square, okay? It's a beef thing.
Excellent.
Oh, my stars. Well, I mean, if we did what you are accusing us of, and And you do use the, what is it, zone of truth?
Zone of truth, that's what I'll use,
Zone
yes.
of truth. And it's all on the record. Well, I mean, are you not a little concerned that some things might be said on the record that you may wish were not said on the record again? This must be terribly embarrassing for you, such a senior Diplo, to lose track of important documents and important Diplo property. My goodness, I am so glad I'm not in your shoes. But if Zone of Truth you feel will benefit you, then I suppose I welcome it.
That's a very good point, actually. Like, are you supposed to have documents at your house?
True.
Doesn't seem secure.
Roll me an insight, all of y'all.
Oh, yes, please.
I just rolled a nat 20.
Oh my god. Dirty 20 over here, but yes, nat 20.
I got a 14, but
still pretty good.
Yeah, still pretty good. I think all of you sort of get this sense, but Crater, you sort of have this, like, this wizened realization from years of dealing with criminals who are always on the verge of being caught or getting in trouble. He has that exact countenance of a criminal who is afraid to be got or get in trouble. He's desperate. He's desperate to prevent this from escalating further, and he wants to work with you to minimize the damage that has already been done. That damage being that you now have a bail posted and that Zone of Truth may or may not be used to you. That is something he wants to avoid at all cost, is Zone of Truth.
Look, halt. Let's all just halt here.
I love halt.
Oh, God, I love this so much. Yeah.
I'm gonna square with you.
Go on.
This week has not been my week. My wife's acting funny. You broke into my office and took sensitive documents of my oscilloscope, and I have no idea.
Allegedly.
We're gonna play those games. All right. Allegedly took some alleged documents that I might have allegedly had, and allegedly I might also know that you went into my beefy babes folder. There's somebody coming. All right, they've been informed. If I don't know where the ring and the documents are by the time this person gets here, things might get a little more nasty for everybody. I want to make a deal.
Including you.
Including me. And may I remind you, I am the, Chief Constable, Captain Commissioner, Sheriff. And I could make life extremely difficult for you going forward. Or you give me the ring. You give me the documents. I make this all go away.
Well, as you can see, we have neither the ring nor the documents, so as much as I'm sure we would all like to cooperate with your fine self, we simply cannot do this thing.
Is the reason why your wife loves lemons is because she has no taste?
What did you just say? Halt!
Oh, my.
Halt what you just said about my beautiful wife cakes. That's it. Fine. You don't want to work together? You're going to deal with what's coming next.
Yo.
My excellent taste in beef. Look, I want to put a halt on this. I'm going to level with you. Things are going to be real bad for me if you leave this room and I don't know where the documents in the ring are.
Like legally?
Like, or all kinds of bad. And every interpretation of bad, everything's fucked. And it's worse for you if I'm fucked.
Oh, no. What happens with a bad cop? Oh.
He turns red from fucking neck to the top of his fucking head. And he looks like a million halts are trying to come out of his mouth at once.
Listen, who's coming for you, man?
Well, they may be coming for me. But you have absolutely no idea what's coming for you, my friends.
Well, you could, like, let us know, and maybe, like, we could make, like, a...
You want me to let you know?
...educated decision.
You want me to let you know?
Yeah.
You want me to just halt and let you know what's coming?
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, it couldn't make us any less cooperative than we are right now, I suppose.
Falls in your court.
And he looks so entreatingly one final time at Bark Refton, and he's just like, we're just gonna sit there.
Yeah, it was the dog. The dog did it.
You're just gonna sit there and let this go down. Fine, Bark. I thought we were closer than this.
And he leaves the room briefly and like comes back in with some documents, and he's sort of like scribbling his name on a bunch of them, and he's like, luckily and unluckily for you, your bail has been posted. And I've kindly
arranged for that person to have you remanded to their custody. And let me just say, it's not gonna be pretty. You're gonna wish you halted.
All right, see ya.
And may I ask, who was generous enough to post our bail?
They're waiting for you outside. Go see for yourself.
Okay.
And one more thing, Steve.
Well, yes?
You'll never see my wife's best lemons. She saves those what? For me.
Celestine winks. I'm sure she does.
Get them out of here. Bark, get out of my sight.
Oh, and we will be... taking our property with us, of course, seeing as you found nothing within.
I'm keeping the axe.
No, you're not keeping the fucking axe.
Fine, take the fucking axe. But I will be looking into this.
Oh, good luck with that. See ya. God, what a fucking loser.
I heard that. Halt.
Good. Said loud enough for you to hear. Glad your ears still work.
God. You hear him blubbing down the hall.
The door is open, and the hallway is open to you that stretches down to the front door, where apparently there's someone waiting for you. Beefs is sort of escorting you, but he's sort of stomping a couple feet ahead of you. Time sort of slows for a moment as you see Cake and Wellington sort of like approaching this runway that you're walking down. It looks like they're going to talk to Beefs just to say hi. But knowing what you do, knowing what you've asked of each of them, you have but a moment here to make a move if you would like to.
What about like a little side undercover high five that can be taken as a high five or a gimme that to little Wellington there?
To Wellington?
Yeah. Sure.
And I'll create a little distraction by saying hello to Cake, who I so fondly remember.
Okay.
Oh,
Steve!
Oh, Cake. Oh, my. It is so nice to see you again. I hope you are well.
Beefs, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. It's been a while. I've made a lot of lemon steak and no one's been around to eat it.
I've been hearing about your lemons, yes. I understand you know this, Steve.
I would love to partake of your lemon steak at some point, and I just grin right at Beefs.
That's a halt for me. That's a big old halt.
How did you two meet? She looks at Beefs and Steve.
Oh, it's just a little misunderstanding. It seems that when I came by the other day and we had our nice chat about the star, that somebody thought that I was up to no good. But you can see that I'm just Steve. Just Steve of the star. That's me. But I suppose I must be going there, ushering me out of here right quick. So, and he holds his hand out for Cake to shake it in case there's anything she wants to pass him.
Okay. And as this distraction is happening, Riot, you're making a high five. So you're not trying to be stealthy necessarily.
Kind of stealthy. Just be like a putter there kind of thing.
Cool. So why don't you roll me a stealth at advantage?
Okay.
And Celestine, roll me a, I guess like a deception.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And Crater, you're also there. And Bark is trotting happily along beside you.
Yeah.
I think at this moment, I'm going to take the opportunity to command my unseen servant to return the box and the rat to my boiler. Did that sneakily.
Okay. Well, and Wellington's just like, well, check out these two. Now I've never even seen anything like you.
Whoa, look at this kid I've never seen before.
Wow, sure haven't seen each other.
I rolled a 17.
Oh, okay.
And for deception, it was 18.
Beefs, I'd like you to make a perception check.
And as he does, I'm going to use, because it's a woe day for me, I'm going to minus whatever he gets by two.
Fabulous. Well.
20 fucking one.
Oh.
Riot, what did you roll?
17.
Can I use a bardic inspiration since you failed
yes.
that roll?
Yes. Oh my god.
D6. Can I do two? Can I do one for each Celestine and Riot?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can both add a D6 and add it to that roll, see if you can beat that 21.
Okay.
And Beefs did take two off of his roll, right?
Oh my god, no, I didn't.
So 19.
So it's a 19.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I got an extra 5 for a total of 23.
Oh. I got an extra 6.
Oh.
For a total of 23.
God.
These new Bardic Inspiration rules are fucking dope.
Holy my god. Shit. That. Yeah. Oh. narrator, you just changed the course of this whole day with those bardic inspirations.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, there was like a second where like Beef seemed to think that he saw there was some sort of weird exchange going on, and then like with all of the different people shaking hands and saying hi to each other, and he's trying to watch Steve and his wife, just nothing's noticed.
Nothing's noticed, but Riot, a little something falls into your hand from the handshake.
Oh my god.
Wellington successfully got the ring.
Little fucker.
And Celestine, at the same time, you shake Cake's hand and maybe disappointedly find that there's nothing in it. But you're all escorted outside anyway.
All right, see you guys never again, just like I never saw you before.
Yeah. I'm gonna give Wellington a fist bump as I walk by and leave.
All right.
Celestine tips his hat to Beefs. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Waiting outside for you is the ride you were promised. A limousine of sorts, though it has several points of articulation that allows the vehicle to bend flexibly, presumably to navigate Paragarden's tight corners and narrow streets. As you pile into the back of the limo, there's someone sitting inside waiting, but you're hit in the face with a thick white vapor, a combination of cigar smoke and steam, that obscures your fellow passenger as the door closes behind you and the limo begins to drive. Then, the left side window is cracked, and the smoke steam clears. A steam android on the smaller side, pillar-like rectangular body, popped collar, bright white LED smile, and a well-manicured salesman hairdo consisting of thin exhaust pipes. His blocky eyebrows and warm, expressive eyes contrast darkly with his lopsided smirk. Lux Booker, the curationist.
Fucking knew it.
Well. Hello, Riot. Getting involved with the Deflows, huh? I didn't expect you to drum up excitement quite like this, but I suppose whatever works.
Yeah, I was looking for new things, right?
I can always trust you to try something new. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just, you know, it's a lot, but I'll recover. Thank you for posting bail. Oh. God, you are just... You're always there, you know?
Anything for my favorite client. And I'm so glad that your friends are here, too. I'm sorry. Lux Booker, the curationist. And he holds out a hand to Crater and Celestine. And Bark? Did you guys bring Bark? Let's establish this.
Absolutely. We can't bring Bark with us. It's not our dog.
Bark's his own dog.
Is he a criminal?
We can't keep him, Crater.
All right, you gotta fucking walk him, though.
All right, Bark holds out his paw for a shake.
Yeah. Well, Bark, I mean, it's been a while since we've seen each other, but so nice to meet you. Right, I can't believe you hooked up with the most famous dog in Paragarden.
Oh, would you expect nothing less?
No, of course. And you are?
I'll reach out a hand, shake his hand, I'll look him dead in the eyes. And Bentley Davis, heard a lot about you. And like, my hand gets a little bit warm. Like, I'm testing him a little bit. Like, give him a firm handshake, look him dead in the eyes, and see how he reacts.
He holds strong and holds the eye contact as well. Bentley Davis, yeah. So nice to meet you. Gotta say the name to remember it, you know what I mean? And any friend of Riot's, obviously, is a friend of mine. And turns to Celestine. You are?
Steve.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Well... I can't have my favorite client all wrapped up with the Deflows. It's not a good look for this year's potential CGA finalist. Riot, I'm so glad you finally decided to do this. It's going to be our year.
I think so. It's just, it's been so long in the making, you know? I think, like, it's just, I didn't have the space to do it previously, and I just, like, if not now, then when, you know?
If not now, then when? Oh, absolutely.
I think you taught me that.
Oh, I hope to teach you many things. I hope to be, involved together for a very long time.
Should we give y'all some privacy? This feels like it's getting personal.
I'm so sorry. Why don't I, and he, like, kind of reaches a hand back, and the compartment next to him in the little limo pops down, and there's just, like, a bottle of champagne and a bunch of glasses. Where's my hospitality? Please. Make yourself at home. Everybody is welcome here. Love. And he starts pouring out the champagne and passing it around to everybody, including Bark.
Is that a little bowl?
Yeah, of
full of champagne.
He's lapping it up.
Celestine is eyeing Bark to see how he reacts to the champagne to make sure it's not poison.
I was going to say, I'm not taking a sip until I see Lux take a sip.
Lux pours himself a glass and takes a sip, too.
Perfect. From the same bottle?
Yes, from the same bottle.
All right, chug a lug. It's been a long day.
Bottoms up.
A moderate sip for me.
Fair enough. Now, I hate to ask, because I know that you just, like to get involved in things, and I understand I asked you to drum up excitement, but anything to talk about with the Deep Lows? Like, what's going on, Riot?
Well, you know me, I don't talk when they ask me to, so I'd say there was, proudly, little to no information given or received.
I trust that that is the case, always. But I have to ask, what, pray tell, did they try to bring you in for?
There was some sort of neighbor who said that they saw us skulking around their house. Beef seemed pretty out of sorts. I feel like maybe he's going through a lot or something. I don't know the guy, but...
I don't think his marriage is in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. I've not met somebody that tense in a long time. Maybe that's just his character.
Maybe it is. And some neighbor spotting you, right? It's not like you would... I don't know, go to the chief commissioner sheriff's house and snoop around in it in the broad daylight and be seen by a neighbor. That's not something you would do, right?
It's not my brand.
No, of course not. Get accidentally involved in something? That doesn't sound like the Riot I know at all.
It's all very intentional.
Of course. You're always perfectly in control. It's always intentional with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well... Boy, I do hope that someone ends up finding this ring, because if it isn't found, who knows how things might escalate, you know?
Yeah, what is the ring? They mentioned that briefly, but we didn't get any answers whatsoever. We were just like, oh, and then they were like, we're not telling you.
Yeah, and they were going on and on about some like emails or something.
Docs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Emails and docs. Oh, and a ring. Well, you see, the ring, every Deep Low has one. They use it to decode any Deep Low, you know, confidential things. And I'm sure you wouldn't know anything about this, right? They didn't tell you.
No, we tried.
And documents, I mean, that's probably what the Deep Low ring is for, to, you know, uncover documents. But again, you wouldn't know anything about that. I hope that it does turn up soon. You know... If someone brought it to me, I could just help them fix almost any problem that they had, and certainly the problem of the Diplos being on their back, and I think I could just save everyone just a world of trouble if someone just brought me the ring. All I'm saying is that if you manage to hear about it, or even if you happen upon its whereabouts, I don't know how that would happen, but you know, Riot, I'm always here to help, and you can come to me with anything.
I know that. Why don't we keep our ears to the ground and bring anything we find your way?
Perfect. Oh, I can always trust you, and that's what I told the Diplos when I asked for you to be in my custody. And, you know, this whole thing, the custody thing, like, they needed some supervision on you for me to get you out of there. You understand. We can make this very casual. But... You don't have to be so under my thumb if, again, the ring turns up, because that would just help everybody out in the situation. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure do. If we come across it, that would be great.
If we find the ring, you'll be the first to know.
Mm. Good. Well, listen, why don't we check in maybe about, I don't know, every 24 hours or so? And just, you know, even if you're not having any luck finding the ring, I understand. But let's just check in and see how we're all doing. And, you know, right, it's been so long since we've been together and working on something substantial. I want to hear from you. And most of all, I don't want to worry.
Nothing to worry about here. In fact, you know, I did reach out about a meeting this coming week.
Yes.
And I would love to get on the same page again.
Mm, Enigmata let me know, actually. You were asking after me. You know what? This is a perfect spot for a meeting. And right now, perfect time.
I don't feel that way. I need to collect myself, to be honest. I feel like I don't know, you know, as an agent, it's just like really important for your clients to, I don't know, be able to create in like a healthy mindset. And I don't think that I can do that right now.
Well, unfortunately for you, Riot, CGA is just around the corner, so I'm going to need you to start creating right away. In fact, I'm taking you somewhere that you might be able to get the creative juices flowing. But before we get there, why don't you tell me what's going on?
In what way?
Well, what did you want to meet about? Oh. We're together, finally. Let's talk. Let's chat.
It's business, just where I've been. I've had a whirlwind relationship.
And where have you been?
I rekindled an old flame. Mm. And then I went all over the place and I got lost in it. I had a bit of a moment of weakness and I'm back. So I'm down to get down to business surrounding this CGA stuff. I just wanted to talk about any ideas that you might have about any kind of like publicity angles, things like that, before I really like dig in. That's all.
You know, I totally understand rekindling an old flame, and it's just so sad when those flames die out, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Mm. Well, as far as what I want from you, you know what I want. Just get your face out there. Get people excited. Get the hype up for CGA. Quick question. We doing the green wig? Is this a permanent thing, or?
I was just trying to be a little stealth mode around here. You know how people get, especially around the fervor of the CGAs. I feel like I can't go anywhere. I swear to God, I just wanted a moment.
Well, it's finally time that you show your face around here. Is that okay? Are you ready to be out of incognito mode? I don't want to do anything before you're, you know, ready.
Oh, that sounds great.
And the two of you, points to Celestine and Crater, you're partaking in the CGA, am I to understand this correctly? Or what? Entourage? Band? Explain what's going on here.
Oh, yes. Well, we are Ms. Riot's band for CGA, of course.
Yeah, we're very experienced musicians. Paradiddle, paradiddle, paradiddle. See? Yeah.
They're the best in the biz.
We're ready.
Bentley owns his own drum kit. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Riot, finding people who own their own instruments, that is a feat.
It's a step up, isn't it?
I suppose. I've also not known you to work with anyone, well, not since... It doesn't matter.
No, what? Go on. What were you going to say?
Well, I understand that it's sensitive. Your past and the people that you used to surround yourself with. I'm sure that all the decisions you've made recently have been, you know, for the better of your future and growth. And, you know, I trust you to make smart decisions.
You don't have to worry about me.
But I do. I just want the best for you.
So kind.
I'm sorry to interject here. I know this isn't really my place, but like, I'm just such a big fan of hers, and I know you represent her. Do you know if Teaspoon's in town yet? I would love a chance to meet her if possible.
Oh, serendipitous. Well, I happen to be dropping you off at a little event that Teaspoon is working at right now.
No way.
Yes way. I just thought that maybe it could use a little Riot flair, you understand, and you and your friends, and actually make a few appearances with Bark. That would actually help the brand a lot. Just go and do whatever you want to do, you know, just talk to people, mill about, get your face out there.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Riot, anything for you. You know you can come to me with anything.
Anything.
How's Bark looking? How's he holding his liquor?
He's just licking himself in the corner.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's absolutely what's happening. And he looks up when he hears his name and he's just like...
Ever see one of these?
You realize that the limo has come to a stop sort of somewhat recently, and Lux leans in and takes a big puff of that cigar that he's holding and fills the whole back cab again with the smoke. And as it sort of slowly like drifts about, and all of you can only just barely see like the person sitting next to you, you just kind of hear his voice.
let's talk tomorrow, okay? About, you know, the ring situation and anything else you might want to talk about. Again, I don't want to worry about you.
Nothing to worry about here. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Have fun. The locks click open on the door.
Out we go, I guess.
It was a pleasure making your acquaintance.
And you, Steve. I look so forward to getting to know you better.
As the door opens, I'm going to give him a little nod, and then I'm going to grab the champagne bottle and...
If you're in someone's limo and they offer you champagne, that's
your champagne, I feel like, now.
That's your champagne. Absolutely. So totally fair game.
I know the etiquette of the limo.
Yes. Hello, it's Jay, one of your DMs. I'm back again to remind you that if you're enjoying the show, you could enjoy it at us by checking out our Patreon. What is a Patreon, you might ask? Well, it is basically a monthly subscription service to us, Planet Arcana, the podcast. Sure, our show is free on all the podcatchers as it is, but we do throw in a little extra something for our patrons. For example, early episodes, without me blabbering at you in the mid-roll like I'm doing right now. But our most popular tier is called the Queen of Pentacles, and it includes an entire other monthly talkback show called Recharge, in which we discuss the episodes and give unhinged recommendations to things. It's a blast, and I will personally guarantee you will like it. Check out planetarcana.com or head straight over to patreon.com/planetarcana and scope the deets. Sorry. Of course, and as always, the best free way to enjoy our show at us is to post about it and tell your friends. We appreciate every time you do, and we hope to keep making stuff you like enough to talk about it. We love you. Thank you. Back to the show. You pile out, and as you open the doors, the smoke just sort of like billows out behind you. It's kind of a cool exit from the limo, and the doors close behind you, and the limo drives away. You find yourself in a flourishing pavilion with a bustling crowd of sharply dressed merrymakers. Within the pavilion, a large tent made of moss and lichen, and underneath it sit sun-dappled tables piled high with canapes and hors d'oeuvres. Today's big event? None other than the Paragarden Cultural Preservation Society 74th Annual Family Drag Brunchscapade Meet and Greet Benefit.
Wow.
And today's celebrity guest? None other than CGA Judge Teaspoon Aquilibret. In the crowd, you spy the massive wigs, impressive pompadours, and theatrical outfits of today's drag performers as they mill about greeting guests and performing small magic tricks for excited children. At the back of the tent, a modest stage is built into the twisted roots and vast trunk of a long-since-fallen giant sequoia tree. And there on the stage, you see Teaspoon herself sitting as the guest of honor, greeting people.
Is this an open bar? Or?
It is. Why not? Yeah, sure.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I could... Sorry, the dog. You three. But I could use a drink, and I think they make Caesars here.
Crater turns around and chucks the champagne bottle as far as he can. All right,
which is probably pretty far.
Yeah. Like, does Bart go to fetch it?
Does the anime thing where like the it stars out, like yes. It like ding into the sky.
I love that.
Yeah, I think we deserve this.
Yes.
Let's grab a drink and then let's scope out this place. Let's do it.
Yeah. We approach one of, I'm assuming, many bars in this establishment.
Yes.
Yes.
This is an all ages event, but there are sort of bars marked for people of age. And you quickly find one of those. You follow the scent of the clams. and make your way to... although a virgin Caesar is really good. So they make it... Anyway, it doesn't matter. You follow... You find a bar. You find a bar. We don't need to make this more complicated. You find a bar and you find a person wearing a... very like elaborate suit, very colorful, lots of paisley patterned. And this person's hair is dyed a bright pink, and so is their long mustache. As they turn around and they're just like, hello, what can I get for you?
Four of your strongest Caesars, please.
You got it, big boy.
Oh, thank you.
This is an open bar. They turn around and they put the Caesars on there and they say, no charge. This is an open bar.
Freshly juiced clams.
Oh, thank you so much. And I tip one gold.
Great.
I haven't played Crater in a while, and I realized, like, Crater doesn't fucking tip good.
No, he's at 10% at best.
Yeah. When Crater turns around with the drink, Celestine slips 3 more gold onto the bar. Just tips his hat.
It's tradition.
The bartender glares at Crater as you guys walk away with your Caesars, but you find yourself in the Caesar. Sorry, oh my god. You find yourself in the pavilion. You're freshly libated. Bark is having a great time. Literally everyone who walks by is like, is that Bark Rufton? Is that Bark Rufton? And people stop and like get pictures with Bark. This is truly, Lux was not lying, the most famous dog in Paragarden, maybe the entire Fifth Collide.
Oh, well, I suppose I should make some sort of calamity to appease Lux. And maybe we can use that to our advantage. I don't know. In order to have a chat with Teaspoon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a calamity?
A calamity, yeah.
A calamity!
Oh, no, stop it. You stop it, you two. Stop it.
Calamity, calamity. Now that's a prompt I can work with.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. If you have someone in mind and you need any help, just direct us as needed. This is definitely your area of expertise, so follow your lead.
We will follow your lead, Ms. Ryan.
Thanks. Let me get some inspiration. It'll come to me. For now, okay. Let's have our Caesars, mill about, decompress, debrief if we need to. And when the time is right, maybe we can work our way over to Teaspoon.
Yeah.
One of us can cause a distraction, that kind of thing.
Yeah. First off, is everyone okay after today? It was a bit of a weird day.
Bit of a weird day. Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay, I guess.
I am all right, though I am itching to get another crack at Vlad. And I think that we should do so at the earliest opportunity. I wouldn't want to waste any time, because the longer we wait, the more likely he is to come out of his big sleep. And now with Lux onto us, it seems like we need whatever information that Chrissy can provide.
Yeah, and I know this kind of person, too. Like, I don't think we're done with Beef either. I think that's, like, that adds another wrinkle to this whole thing, where I do think our time in Paragarden here is going to be limited.
A wrinkle in the beef.
Wrinkle in the beef.
So weird.
Oh, by the way, target acquired.
Oh, I knew super special secret agent was going to come through.
I can't believe it.
Well done.
Yeah, and like, I gotta say, like, the handoff was like that kid has a future. In crime.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's going to be a great drug dealer when he grows up.
Like, absolutely. I'm so stoked for him.
With a father like Beefs, how could you not end up a criminal?
Yeah, oppress and you shall be oppressed. Or something.
Wow. Okay. And now I need a t-shirt that says that.
Yes.
Well, I do feel even worse that I roped Cake into all of this, and as forcefully as I did, seeing as it seems Wellington got the job done just fine, but...
Seems like she needs a little bit of glimmer in her life. I think you did her a favor.
Well, we will have to be sure to do something to thank Cake for everything before all this is over. Before we leave town, I hope to leave her in a better place than we found her.
Yeah, she's like a national park, you know?
How holy shit. So?
Well, wow. Like, you should always leave it better than how you found it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Leave no that's trace. Nice.
I was going to say, isn't the saying like leave nothing but footprints? No. Should we leave footprints behind on Cake?
Don't pick the flowers.
Yeah.
Don't the lemons.
Yeah, the lemons are just for smelling.
Whoa.
The lemons are for Wellington.
You bring out the ring. Similar to JD's, it has a custom engraving on it. You understand from having talked to JD that each Diplo gets their own sort of insignia relating to their morals or just their personality. Beef's ring has a engraving of a cow holding a globe on its back.
Oh
cow holding a globe?
You know, maybe the cow is shrugging.
Yeah, maybe.
not dissimilar to Atlas.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Interesting.
Beautiful. So what the fuck are we going to do with Lux here?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, if Lux is looking for this thing, I'm assuming J Detective has the documents.
Yeah, you left it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing, too.
We should probably... like as soon as we can, like let's have some fun. We deserve it, right? But we should go back and figure out what those documents say, and then we should destroy all of this stuff. Even the ring, we should destroy the ring.
I agree.
Now, we could destroy the ring, but if JD was able to find a discreet way to return it, maybe make it seem as though Beefs had simply misplaced the thing to begin with, then perhaps that would lessen the heat on us.
Love that.
If the three of us are able to steal this ring, like, the three of us are able to steal this ring, I'm certain that Lux will be able to as well. Like, I don't trust it in Beef. That dude's a bumbling idiot. Like, he's not going to be able to keep this ring safe, and, like, Lux obviously needs it for something.
I have to imagine that Lux already knows whatever's in those documents.
Just as a reminder, the two documents that you printed off from Beef's computer were a little bit of extra information about the Edict trial, as well as files called the Orchestrator files.
Yes.
And the Orchestrator, of course, relates to Lux in some way.
Yeah, Lux was heard. JD heard Lux saying the word Orchestrator.
I don't think anything in those would be a surprise to Lux. I think his concern is that nobody else sees what's in them.
True. Okay, yeah, fair point. I think it's a matter of, like, he needs to destroy this ring himself.
Mm.
Frankly, we have taken a lot of risk on behalf of J. Detective. This was his idea in the first place, and we came to Paragarden in hopes of helping Teaspoon, which we have not yet done, and I feel like J.D. might be due to take on some of the risk of this mission himself.
You're
I
right.
Agree.
Yeah,
maybe we pass it off to him. Yeah.
Bark Rifton leads forward, and he's just like, bruh.
I love this guy.
I completely agree. Well said.
It's good having a voice of reason here.
Absolutely.
I pass Bark some chewing wheat.
Eats it.
Oh, God. That was visceral. I could see it.
Okay, so that's that. I feel like we can't really do anything in that regard immediately. We will, ASAP. But for now, I have an idea for a commotion. Do we want to use that to try to contact Teaspoon while everyone's distracted?
Riot, I trust you. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes, by all means, Ms. Riot. I'm excited to see what you have in mind.
Do you need me to throw you up real high? Do you need me to, like, tackle somebody for you? Like, what do you need?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think it requires some stealth. Basically, I just need to get all of the Clamato in this joint in one place.
Oh my god, I was hoping it would be something to do with Clamato.
DMs, how do I do that? Is there some kind of sleight of hand mass thing that I can...
It's an open bar.
It is an open bar. Let's say that there's four bars, but only two of them are, like, alcohol serving. But we did establish that a Virgin Caesar is good.
Damn Dynamite.
Us. Damn us.
Okay, can we split up?
There's four of us. Yeah. There's four bars.
This sounds like a golden opportunity to try our hand at getting as much Clamato as we can from each bar.
I am game.
Okay, all right. Please, everyone, give me a very brief description of what method you're using to get the Clamato, be that stealing it, be that persuading them. We're open.
Okay, mine is stealing.
Great. So let's get a sleight of hand check from you.
Okay. That's 24.
Okay. Literally as much Clamato as you want from let's put it at like what? Three jugs?
Yeah, three jugs
maybe
per bar.
Maybe two and a half, because you guys ordered some.
Right. Okay.
So there's two and a half jugs there.
They put half a jug.
But like Costco-sized jugs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's from Paragarden's Costco. All right, Crater, how are you obtaining your Caesars? Or your Clamato?
Through intimidation.
Great. Roll me an intimidation check and say something intimidating.
You won't like me if you don't. Give me the fucking Clamato this instant. Good, great. That's a 28.
Oh my god.
I got fucking expertise in intimidation
now. Oh shit.
Come on.
Holy
all right.
Shit.
You get three full bottles of Clamato. Costco size.
Oh, we're going to have to start setting like 35 DCs against you assholes.
Celestine, what's your method of obtaining the clam?
what is my method of obtaining the clam?
That's right. That's what I said.
Oh, indeed. God. I think Celestine is he's going to pretend that it's a medical emergency. listen, all right, my friend is in trouble and he desperately is in need of some Clamato. I need all the Clamato you've got, please, now, quickly.
Oh my god, roll a deception check.
Excellent. Can I give myself guidance on this as well?
Of course.
Okay. All right, I'm still at advantage on this.
Sure.
Oh dear. Okay, you're gonna need that guidance. Oh dear, it's a 12.
Your friend, listen, this is an open bar, so I'm happy. Do you just want a bottle of Clamato?
I can
just give it to you.
I need all the Clamato. Give it. Give all, everything you can give me.
Buddy, I'll give you one. That's all I can give you.
Oh, this is... I hope he makes it through the night.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Bark.
Bark Ruffton is going to go up to the menu and, like, I guess point to just straight up Clamato, which is listed on the menu for some reason. And then he's going to do, like, a bunch of little dog show tricks, like getting on his hind legs and, like, doing little jigs. And it's going to be a performance.
Absolutely.
All right. Am I adding anything to this? What does Bark Ruffton have in
his plus five to performance.
Yes, he's a good agreed. Boy.
He's a very good
he's
boy.
He's a good boy. He's such a famously good boy. Crit fail.
Oh god.
Okay. The problem here is not that Bark Ruffton did a bad job. It's that the bar, like a performance nearby, just finished, and the bar gets swarmed, and people just stand in front of Bark, and he just gets obscured from the bartender's view. And unfortunately, Bark Ruffton does not obtain any clam juice, even though he did such a wonderful show.
Poor
One
buddy.
Person gives him a good pet, though. In the line.
Wow, that's good. Aww. That's nice for him.
Yeah. He quickly turns his mood around because there's not much in the brain, I think.
He's never had a single thought in his life.
Yeah, he's untroubled by words. Untroubled.
Okay, we still got you a shitload of Clamato juice here.
I did the best I could.
This is good. I can work with this. This is 6.5 jugs. That's, you know, that's more Clamato than I've ever seen in one place, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yep.
Great. Can you give me a description of, like, just the room? Like, is it well lit? Is it...
Yeah.
Decorated?
It's actually a big tent. So it feels very airy and like open to outside. There's a lot of like string lights. It's very vibey in here. The tent, in fact, is made of moss and lichen. So the sun is just pouring through it anyway. So.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Crater, mm-hmm. I need you to get me up top there somehow. We'll figure that out in a minute.
Nope. I got it.
And Celestine, I'm going to need you to create just a little fire right in the middle.
Oh, just a little?
Just take creative license as you will, but I need you to both to do those two things. And then from there, go to Teaspoon. I'll handle the distraction. This will be a calamity to remember.
All right,
okay.
You say the word, Ms. Rad. I am ready.
Crater, you and me outside, then you give Celestine the moment, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go. Barks, great work. Crater, what do you think about just fucking tossing me up to the top of the tent?
I mean, I could do that and also carry you up to the top of the tent. But if you want to make a grand entrance, I can fucking give her.
Can you climb up these?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah.
It is made of moss, so it should be pretty climbable.
Okay, yeah, sure. Carry me up, my dashing hero.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put you below my arm like you're the blonde woman from King Kong, and I am the King Kong.
Oh, finally! I
patiently await the signal.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna run up this structure. I have my my climbing feet going.
That's great.
One of my barbarian abilities. I'm just gonna fucking chug-a-lug up this tent.
Excellent, and you do. You actually, at the top of this tent, just to pause for a moment here, you get up here and you are at the very top of the highest tier of Paragarden.
you can see everything. Although, as it gets further down, the mist at the spray zone does obscure the base of the city. But even so, you can see the spotlight still spinning around from where the CGA stage is being set up. It's pretty magnificent, and you probably take a moment here to just see the entire city for the first time all at once.
Wow. It really is something, isn't it?
Yeah, this is beautiful up here. So do you want me to toss you through here, or do you want to be like, let down gently?
You kind of perch me there. I see there's an entrance, like a little bit of a space where I can fit through. That time is not now.
Okay.
But yeah, like if you just leave me here on this top, I am going to, I assume it's like a tent structure. Like there's like a kind of like a what's it called? Like a pinnacle at the peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I want to be on there. And I think there's like parts where the fabric and stuff like meets where I can kind of like pry apart a little bit more. Right.
Absolutely. And great. Like we said, it's made of organic materials. So you it's almost no work to take it apart. So
amazing. Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna get out of your hair.
Perfect.
You're gonna fucking kill this.
You already are.
Bye. And then I fucking run off this tent. I'm gonna rush back into the tent. I'm gonna use prestidigitation, and I'm just gonna fucking do like sparklers, throw them up in the air, and make it all fucking bright and shit. And hopefully Celestine understands that. That means stuff's popping off.
Stuff's popping off.
Stuff must be popping off.
All right. Celestine sees the sparklers and understands that stuff must be popping off. And loudly says, "Well, dang, in the good own wilds, it ain't a party until someone starts a bonfire. So here we go." And I cast create bonfire in the middle of the room.
Perfect.
Oh, the bonfire's back, baby.
Damn right.
Now, I feel like people are, like, kind of enamored with the fire. Can you tell me about, like, who's around the fire directly? And, like, what, like, kind of, like, if there's any, like, costumed people who are, like, pretty cool looking?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I think let's just carry over, like, the good checks that you guys just did and the fact that you're making such a grand thing. Like, let's not worry about checks right now. Screw the dice. You guys start this spectacle. And as you do, people are in a party mode up here, especially. And as the fire starts up, people are enamored. In fact, some of the drag performers come around and start doing their performances in front of the fire. Parents are keeping their kids like at a safe distance, but there are some like there's some teenagers who are definitely like getting into it. They're already pretty excited to be here. A lot of the adults feel like I just kind of assume that this is part of the show, even though it's a bit more like riotous, if I might use that word, than what the teaspoon might do. But people are into it.
Woo! Woodstock 99!
I love a fire underneath a tent. Woo!
Is there a particular costume nearby that might be quite conspicuous?
Mm. Oh, there's lots of drag performers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm going to cast control flames and bring that fire onto like the like many layered costume of the nearest person to the flames.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Okay.
My costume.
Yeah, that happens. Someone is aflame.
Okay. God. Everyone is quite upset, right? Is this happening?
Oh, yeah. I'm so upset this is happening.
A chorus of gasps and oh my god no. and such.
Okay, I'm okay, so here's what I've done.
What have you done?
Okay.
You lit a drag queen on fire.
Yeah, I am currently hanging upside down from the ceiling.
Good.
I've taken all of the Clamato and put it inside of what looks to be like a shiny black sack. But what is actually my latex outfit. So I'm in my underwear, hanging from the ceiling. And I say, "Ah, shucks!"
Oh my god!
And I'll say, "Don't be so quick to clement your own fate!" And I'm gonna take a knife to the sack that I've made full of Clamato and rain down Clamato so that it takes out any fire, any danger from the situation, also covers people in a beautiful sheen of red and clam scent throughout the whole thing.
Like a scene from a queer version of Carrie. The Caesar rains down.
Can I point up and just yell, "Oh my God, Riot saved the day!"
Riot.
And as that happens, Celestine uses shape water to shape some of the clamato, the dripping clamato, into the word riot.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to fall from the ceiling into a huge spin around from the top of the tent and land with my spike feet in the middle of the crowd.
Oh my God.
They're frothing at the mouth.
Woo! Riot! Yeah! Riot! It's Riot! Riot's here!
A new chorus. People all turn their attention towards you, including the drag performer who was aflame and then Caesared. They're in good spirits somehow.
I'm going to turn to them and be like, "I am so sorry that this happened to you. I am going to get you a new outfit."
I'm just honestly so happy to meet you.
The feeling's mutual. Absolutely. Great work.
Riot is back in Paragarden. I don't know when the last time you were here was, but you spent so long being incognito, and as soon as you doff your disguise, people start to crowd you. It's a familiar sensation, though you haven't experienced this in a couple of weeks, and maybe that's been a relief, and maybe this feels good. But regardless, people are starting to swarm.
All right, everyone, don't clamor for my attention too hard.
Oh my God.
Clamor.
I am going to lock eyes with Celestine, maybe, and just give him like a little like head tilt towards Teaspoon. I'm just going to delve into the crowd, give her.
All right, Mark, you go keep Ms. Ride company. Good boy. That is a good boy.
All right, I'll go make my way toward Teaspoon.
Crater, where are you in this scene?
Looking at the mob around Riot, and then looking at Celestine walking the other way. Looking at the mob around Riot, then looking at Celestine walking away. I feel like the dog in this situation. Riot, I'll be okay for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll run after Celestine.
So, yeah, Teaspoon is sort of like, you know, not heavily guarded, but behind some velvet ropes as the guest of honor. And she's obviously noticed this happening and is just seeming to be clapping along and celebrating Riot's arrival with everyone in kind of a very happy, casual way, in fact.
I'll approach the rope and try and, like, make discreet eye contact with Teaspoon.
Yeah, she almost immediately notices you, and she's just like, some fans. Yes, some fans come to get my autograph.
I would love your autograph, if that is all right, Ms. Teaspoon. Oh, I can't believe that I'm meeting Teaspoon Equilibrate for the first time.
For the very first time. And she turns to somebody who seems to be a security of sorts and just like, "I'm just going to go to the autograph table. Just give me a few minutes." And she walks over to this autograph table and pulls out a few like glossy pictures and says like, okay, what would you like me to write? And kind of leans forward.
Hey, we're here. As you can see, Riot's here too.
I must say, I'm so, so happy to see you here. I remember you from some of my previous shows, do I not?
That's right, yeah. I think we also met your friend Finale last time we ran into each other, right?
Teaspoon's eyes go very wide as you say that. And she looks to her left and right and then goes, "Oh, I I can't sing you a bar of my new song here. Anyone could be listening."
Of course, anyone could be listening. I would just ask that you make the autograph out to your 13th biggest fan, Steve, of course. Sorry, I'm all Twitter-pated, as they say, at... And I just want you to know that we do so appreciate your work so much that we are so very devoted to seeing you continue to succeed, and anything that we can do, we will be doing.
You can see that she's breathing quite heavily, though her expression is still fixed in this kind of happy grimace almost, as she continues to just write over and over again on the paper, on the page, seemingly buying herself some time. "Yes, well, I'm going to need as much support as possible leading up to CGA. It's so exhausting, but it's so exciting, and it's such an important
important event.
Are you staying in the city here?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll be in the city until, well, at least a few days after CGA. This is where I'm doing my events, signing autographs, and going on any event, really, that my agent has booked for me.
You must be staying in one of the big fancy hotels here, right?
Oh, no, no. I'm being housed by a close, personal friend. And roll me an insight, both of you.
Yeah.
3.
Uh-huh.
19.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Celestine, she looks into your eyes, just sort of trying to express what she can with them. And you surmise that what she's trying to get at, saying that she's staying with a close personal friend, is that she does not have a private place.
Yeah.
All right. Celestine nods. Well, I do wish you the best of luck with everything to come with CGA. You may even see us on stage. We're going to be along for the ride with Riot over there, which is all kinds of frightening. But no, I do understand that this is a trying time for everybody involved, from the talent to the judges to even the agents, and I assume that at some point everybody's gonna need one big sleep.
Mm-hmm,
yes. Mm-hmm, and so we will do everything that we can in that time for you.
You know, I was really hoping that my 13th biggest fan would show up today, and you said I thought I recognized Riot. You're in a band with her. That's so nice. You see, Riot and I, we're so alike. So alike. Do you understand?
We have been getting that impression the more time we spend with Ms. Riot.
Yes, I really, really hope to work with her soon. And with you, my 13th biggest fan.
Yes, and of course we will. We will be working together very soon, I'm sure. I know that Ms. Riot speaks very highly of you and is very eager to work with you.
I'm so glad, because, you know, I'm thinking of... And she seems to be, for a moment, measuring her words very carefully. I've been thinking of debuting a new act at CGA. It's a surprise. You know, my agent worries so much, but, you know, I might need a little distraction.
And Celestine looks over at the commotion that Riot's caused and just nods and winks.
You two are very, very charming. And you know, I just hope that you've been listening to Teaspoon Time.
Yeah. We will never tell our true friends our true names. No, that's not how the show ends. Never tell true... Shit, yeah, what the fuck?
You got it right.
You
I did?
It
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
That's right. Never.
Sorry, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous meeting you. I don't know what's happening to me.
You're so sweet. Well, here, take a couple of glossies, and I put one in for Ruff, or Bark as well. Mr. Bark Ruffton, he knows me. It's a little inside joke, he'll get it. And it just says a bunch of, like, woof, woof, boof, boof.
Is there anything, like, written on these that like, is not just, like, gibberish?
On the pictures that Teaspoon hands over to you are drawn little hearts and kisses.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do appreciate your dramatic entrance, although it is a moth and lichen tent, and that bonfire is gonna burn it down eventually.
Oh my, right, of course, and there are children here.
There are so many children.
Okay.
Although it was such a fun reveal, I must say.
All right. Celestine extinguishes the bonfire.
And do give Riot my love, won't you?
Of course.
Yeah. And if you ever want to get a drink, we're in town, you're in town, let us know. We can be available anytime for you.
You can count on it.
All right, looking forward to your performance.
And yours.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Tip of the hat and a nod, and wander back to Riot.
She watches you go.
You wander back over to a crowd that is part calamitous chatter and part flashing cameras. It's total chaos here. Riot, how are you doing being back in the spotlight?
I mean, I'm still in my underwear.
Yep.
So that's cool. Sweaty and sticky, but overall, it feels really good. I kind of forgot how much I liked this.
You notice Celestine and Crater and Bark Ruffton start to walk towards you.
So I'm going to just like put my foot down and be like, everyone, this has been real, but I need to go. I need to leave you wanting. So keep your eye out. I'll be here all week. Who knows what CGA week will bring. And stay clammy.
Wow, marry me, Ryan! Ryan!
Okay, and I'm going to saunter over towards those two and be like, I don't know about you, but let's maybe get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I would like nothing better.
All right. And we depart out the lichen and moss-infused doorway.
Fabulous. Where to?
Well, if we're aiming to make contact with J. Detective, then perhaps Sister Mary Viable is the place to be.
That sounds like the ticket.
Oh, but by the way, Teaspoon sends her love. And I'll give Riot the postcards.
Okay. I'm just going to like rifle through them.
There isn't really anything on the, I don't want you to read into anything. Gotcha. She didn't put any coded messages on it.
Use the decoder ring. Let's see what she said.
Well, because you know, like Riot can't see certain things and Teaspoon
that's
can't,
true. That's
can't
true.
See certain things. I thought maybe like there was some like reverse thing that only Riot could see.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point.
Damn. The logic is sound.
Yes.
The logic is sound, but there doesn't seem to be any risk taken, let's say.
All right. DMs, you win this round.
I'm going to give them a once over just to be sure. And then I'm going to put them in the waistband of my underwear.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah, I guess the latex suit is like, it's done.
It's done.
It's clammed.
It's clammed. Like, it's cut. It's no longer.
You're never going to get the clam smell out of that.
No.
Do you want a jacket or are you comfortable walking around in your underwear?
Yeah.
What's the vibe here?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just thought I'd check. Okay. Sister Mary Viables.
To Sister Mary Viables. Back down to the spray zone. Back down into the mist and the dampness. And across town, past Mizzy Misty's Multidorium Incorporated, and to your home base, you go.
Shall we go knock on JD's door first thing?
Yeah, let's go straight there.
Did you want to put on some clothes, Ms. Riot? Or we could take a pit stop.
Stop asking Riot to get dressed.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't know. I mean,
let's keep him reactionary here, you know? Like, if Watson's in there, it'll be good. Yeah. JD won't know what hit him. Great.
That is what I'm concerned about. He's a skittish man at the best of times.
All right, to the temperance room.
Yeah, to the temperance room indeed.
You knock upon the door or just go in?
I walk in.
Okay, great. JD is, he's sitting at the head of the bed with like his legs up on the bed and he has some little glasses on. And he's reading a book and he looks so comfy.
Sweet.
And you walk in and he's just like, oh. When he sees Riot, like, just like clearly doesn't know where to look and it just gets really uncomfortable.
What's up, JD?
Yes. What is JD's voice? Oh, I think I found it. Okay.
That was such a JD line.
Yeah. Not much is up. I've just been poring over some... Well, it doesn't matter. I haven't seen you in a couple days. How is everything okay?
Do you not talk with anybody at your precinct? Like, do you not know that we're just in fucking holding for 10 hours?
I do get days off, but oh my God, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. Did everything get cleared up?
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Well, we've been remanded to someone's custody, no big
Lexus. Like,
oh.
Like we're out, so.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, you're not in... I did hear about the earthquakes.
Yeah.
Strange stuff up there.
That was me.
Okay, good. Love that we're all staying under the radar.
But we do have a development.
And that is?
Suspenseful pause.
Did you just say suspenseful pause?
I did.
Okay.
We were looking for a ring, right?
Yes.
And another suspenseful pause. Ta-da! And I'll point at Riot.
And I'm going to hold up my hand with the ring on my finger.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that you have done this. Wow. I haven't seen you. You've only been gone 2 days and you have Beefs' ring. Oh my God. Okay, we need to get to the files right away, unless there's any other business that is more important than that, which I cannot imagine that there is.
Well, I do agree that we need to get this used on the files as quick as possible, because Beef certainly is aware that his ring is missing, and it,
yes.
Our conversation with Lux Booker seems to indicate that he believes we know where the ring is. So the quicker you can do what you need to do with this and get it back to Beef's, the better off we'll all be.
I think that's a great idea. And in fact, if this all works as I'm hoping it will, we'll just need a once-over with the ring, and then we'll be good. Are you ready?
Oh, please.
Okay. Edict file first or orchestrator files?
I feel like orchestrator files might be a thing.
Do you want the bigger one first or the bigger one last?
Oh, let's save the juiciest stuff for last. Tell us what you've got on edict.
Okay. JD takes the ring from you and does the same process that he did before, where he holds his hand over the document and sort of like scans the ring over. There's like a little light that comes out. And this time something works. The light seems to change the characters on the page to be something readable. And as he runs his hand over it, he starts to just like make some notes because he can't permanently change it, only briefly. So you sort of wait for a little bit as he scans over the files. After maybe about 5 minutes of doing that and taking some notes, he just says, "This is, it's a contingency schedule."
What does that mean?
I'm having a hard time understanding the relationship here. It seems that Beefs and Edict have some sort of arrangement. The document contains a lot of information about what to do should Edict get in serious hot water in court. Just contingencies, like I said. Like, Beefs is ready to produce witnesses, things like that, where if anything goes too badly, he has a plan for it. Beefs didn't want Edict to get in too much trouble. The other part of this document is, it's just a lot of details on Edict, not relating to the trial. If I had to guess, I suspect future-proofing, blackmail.
So they are in some way in league, or at least working with the same people, but Beefs does not trust Edict.
That's the impression that I'm getting, yes. For example, some of the things written in here, young androids have been caught with rat, we know that. Claiming they got it at creation points, we know that. Okay, Edict was seen purchasing rat in the bathroom of Riskotech Casino on the night of the spinning of the wheel. I think that had been brought up in court, nothing new. Edict bribed members of the Spectres to install specific tutors at specific creation points, and then I have a list of Spectres.
Anyone you recognize?
Let's see, Golden Kincaid, Pious Penelope, Ardento Frock, Tutor Cherry, Tutor Hawthorne, Tutor Balsam, Tutor Birch.
Oh god, I was really scared for a Tutor Spruce there.
I was as well. I was listening intently for Spruce's name.
No Tutor Spruce on the list.
Tutor Birch makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we've removed him, at least temporarily, so that's good. Progress.
Couple other things in the document. Let's see. Edict began experimenting with rat a few years ago. Let's see. There's a few notes here about collective journey and Edict being interested in it. There's a date written here. It's the last day of this year. So this year's end coming.
What does it say about that date?
It says it's noteworthy. It says that this date has been mentioned by a lot of the young androids carrying rat out of the creation points. Not by Edict. So the young ones getting the rat, they're the ones talking about this date. I don't know what that means.
Weird.
It's very strange.
Can you remind us, like, how close is this date?
We started the campaign in the new year, basically.
Yes. How long has it been?
Weeks.
Weeks, okay.
Maybe a season.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of stuff here, especially to do with just keeping Edict in check. I don't know what it means exactly, but the list of Spectres is definitely useful. If we can find a Spectre that we trust, we can maybe talk to them about these other Spectres.
We have one.
I mean, one's good.
Yeah, we can take this to Finale.
Mm-hmm.
See if they have anything to say. Yeah, I feel like we've covered a lot of this with Finale, but maybe not the end of year. So maybe there's something in the roses or something, I don't know.
It does seem to relate in some way to collective journey, or at least Edict thinks it does, and that is their specialty.
Yes, and certainly asking someone about these specters, I don't recognize any of the names, so other than the one that you've talked about.
Is there anything about Scavenge in there? Is he that name anywhere?
Let's see. I see the accusations about edict. There's some defense mechanisms for beefs to defend edict in court. Let's see. Beefs put pressure on those accusing edict of bribery, so they've retracted their testimony. Edict purchased rat at Riskotech, who immediately delivered it to beefs, so it would be taken off the streets, in quotation marks. Nothing about scavenge, unfortunately.
Perhaps the other document might have some information.
I'm scared to open the other one, if I'm being honest.
Let's do it, though.
Well, we have the notes from this document. Even if we destroy it, I can keep my notes, and we can always revisit it. Should we check out the orchestrator files?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. JD does the same process over the orchestrator files. They're a little bit longer, so it takes him maybe about 10 or 15 minutes to write down his notes. And then finally, he looks up at you, and he says, this one's, well, it's just a list of parts. A number of parts that are legacy parts. Let's see, a couple that I'm seeing. Occipital card, parietal extension, lymph codes, pituitary circuits, temporal dome, limbic sensor, augury ankle. The list goes on and on. You all recognize, obviously, Crater, you recognize the limbic sensor. All of you do. Yeah. But all the other parts that he just listed off, you recognize all of those parts as being parts that were stolen from the ghosts. Mm. The ghosts that were haunting Scavenge in the battle. JD goes on, the list is quite extensive. Each part is marked either unsuccessful or successful. There's generations logged, a brief description about the parts, and names associated with these parts. There is one extra note, and it just says, Scavenge and Scrappers no longer required.
Because they have all the parts they need. And I suppose there is nothing in there about where these parts were to be delivered.
Unfortunately, no. JD sort of turns the notes towards you all. And I think, Crater, you might be hyper-focused on this.
Yeah.
You look at some of the notes that he's taken, and you particularly focus on the limbic sensor. The word beside it is successful. The name underneath it is Boulder, Steam Android. But underneath the information you already know, the notes that make up an uncomfortably clinical version of your worst memory, you finally see something new in the fragments of the past. That information is the generations logged. You know your part is an heirloom, yes, but it may come to some surprise that Crater, your limbic sensor has been logged 81 generations back, which puts the part at over 1,600 years old.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.